Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
I'm blaming the producer again.
I'll hit that old record button on you if you're not watching out. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. Ben, I got something mega concerning I need to discuss with you.
This is when you tease me with this and you would not release what you wanted to say. Now I'm just concerned that you may have something concerning because it is preseason / please everybody stay healthy. And then Kyle, he texts me. He
goes, It's kind of along those lines.
Kyle goes, I got something concerning I want to talk to you about. And I was like, great. This is fantastic.
I'm terrified. Sick to my stomach. And I don't know what to do about it or who to talk to about it. So I'm just going to have to share it with you. And then you walk me through how to deal with this. Okay. So I'm walking up to practice. Okay. And this is outside of the facility. And remember, the guys are back in class.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've been away at camp. They've been riding a bus to and from practice. Okay. So I walk up, and what do you think I see a fleet of right outside the front door?
You better not say ambulances.
No. Not that bad. But I think this could lead to that.
The easy thing is you want to say buses for some
reason. Let me ask you this. When you walk through campus, what's a very common mode of transportation?
Golf cart.
No.
Scooters.
Yes.
Oh.
Like 40 of them. Bro, I mean at minimum 40 scooters.
This is concerning. There's a lot of ankle injuries / knees.
Right, and they text while they're riding them too. So they're on the scooters. Now, I didn't actually see them ride the scooters to the facility because they were there when we got there. But I'm telling you, I mean, there's 115 players right now on the team. There was at least 40 right there at the front steps. That's terrifying.
Okay, so dear head coach Alex Golish, I'm telling you, listen, I said this back when I was calling play-by-play volleyball and we went to the University of Florida. And this is when they were known for having the riding scooters.
It's mopeds.
Like the moped scooters. Literally saw a basketball player turn over in the street while we were down there, and I was like, man, I hope every Southeastern Conference school sees what's going on here because they do not need to be riding these things around. This will be the next wave. Now we're at the scooters that are electronic / go 25 miles an hour, and we got guys on there without helmets because that's not cool. You can't have a helmet on while you're doing it.
Bro, Ben, I would take a fleet of mopeds. A billion times over these things.
I know.
Nothing ever good has happened with any athletics team. Hell, even with mopeds, Cam Newton almost died on campus. He almost got hit by a car on a moped. But like, think about it. There was a basketball incident, and I'm pretty sure it was Alan Flanagan, and I don't remember who it was. But he got hit or he hit somebody with a scooter, and it was a pretty substantial Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And they like never got back. And I want to say maybe Alan Flanagan got hit by one because there was that season I think he got injured. Yeah. I can't remember. All I know is it was bad. Hell, Duke Smith just got kicked off the team basically over a scooter. What are we doing?
And yet you walk up and there's 40 of them.
40. Up. Half the team rides a scooter to campus.
Yeah,
it's terrifying, dude.
I nip that in the bud right now.
One.
It makes more sense for you to hire a friggin' limo service to go pick them up and bring them to the
Thank you. Or for them to pay for a limo service.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? You know what? All those dadgum golf carts we got. Put those TAs to work and let them go pick guys up and bring them to the facility.
Unbelievable, like,
And I don't care what professors and other students say. Oh, they're getting special treatment. You damn right.
You're right. You daggum right. Charge them for it. Like, charge them for it. Like, say, hey, we're going to take you to and from class. It's going to cost you $200 a month.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, make something up.
That's too much.
They're getting paid. I mean, they're getting paid. I mean, these scooters aren't, these are not cheap scooters either. These are like, I swear one of them had a GPS on it. Like, it had a screen. It had a screen on it. What do you do?
That's been one of my biggest fears.
Was this auto drive?
Do you know that the scooters that you get on campus are like geofenced?
So yeah, 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 yeah. I knew that.
You know, you can't cross over tumors like into quote unquote town. And that's been one of my fears is I'm like, well, what if one of these players doesn't have their own scooter and they get on one of these geofence scooters and come to a freaking screeching halt in downtown tumors and, you know, fall off the dang thing and hurt an arm or hurt a leg or, like you just said, an Achilles. Didn't TJ Finley run from the cops on a scooter?
Yeah, but I think that was a sit-down scooter.
Oh.
I think it was a sit-down. I can't remember. I don't know all the details on it. I try not to talk about legal stuff because I don't want to get sued.
No, I just was. Yeah, that's a concern. That is a concern. That is more concerning to me than going full pads.
Like full tackling?
Yeah.
Tackling on quarterbacks? Yeah. I mean, please tell me Byram's not on one. Like, I don't want.
There's 40 of them. All the cool guys are going to be on them.
I don't know. Byram doesn't seem like a scooter guy to me.
Wait till you catch him out of practice one day and he's riding down. That's like that down Opelika Road, that kid that got hit by that car the other day on a scooter. And I was just sitting there thinking, and now you got football players using them. And if they're not geofenced to the campus, that means anybody can be driving near them if they decide to take it uptown or something.
They're not leaving campus on it.
It's a bad idea. It's a real bad idea.
Like, I think it's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably the young guys. It's probably all the young guys that are living on campus in the dorms or the guys that are living in the dorms, because otherwise you can't drive. You're not going to drive to campus, park in the player parking, and then ride a scooter to the facility. So it's guys.
We're talking about 18 to 22 year old people here.
I mean, I understand
those sort of decisions.
I understand there's not a lot of logic that goes on with the way that they think about things now.
I'm just want to remind you of that. It is a concern, especially if you've got any starters riding scooters.
I guarantee there's dudes that are going to be super, they're going to be contributors.
I mean, who's more trustworthy on a scooter? The guy that's 320 that take a real tough fall, or the slot back that's, you know, 165 that is able to, you know, probably take a fall a little bit better than big. And Lord forbid, like you just said, I hope Byram's not on one of these things.
No, I don't think so.
Or running back.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the young guys. But there's some young guys that are going to contribute, like Deshaun Spencer and, you know, mentioned several. Wilson Zierer. I think he's probably going to have to contribute some. Like there's a lot of the young guys that I think probably live in the dorms that are going to have to contribute.
Next time that they're there and all those scooters are parked there,
I'm about to go disable them. Should I vandalize them?
Foolish needs to have the athletic department chain them up. Just, you cannot take them from this facility from here on out. Your scooter will be returned to you at the end of the football season.
And y'all know what I'm talking. You know, so you it's like the old Razor scooter.
Yep.
With an engine on it.
Yeah.
With an engine on it. But I mean, an engine. It's an electric engine, but still, it's crazy, bro. Makes me scared every time I see it.
25 miles an hour. They go fast.
If they go 25, that's hauling a. It's 25 is pretty fast in a golf cart. I don't think they go that fast, but they move. They're definitely not going like the speed that you would go if you were kicking. You know,
the guy that I got beside and timed it, and he was going 25 miles an hour.
That's scary. Like, that's. My kids have them. They don't go that fast. But, I mean, these are maybe different.
But I guarantee you, too, and I hate to sound like.
Have you ever ridden one?
Yeah.
Scary, dude.
It's not easy.
Nah, it's scary.
Like,
even if you got the hang of it.
Even the stopping part, that kind of gets me a little bit.
Yeah. Like one crack in the sidewalk that's too high. And,
yes.
And you're dead. You're dead. Concussed.
I will say this, concussed, like, because you know they're not wearing helmets.
No, they're not. Of course not.
Because that's not cool to do. So
I don't know how I feel about it. That's concerning to me.
Tell you how I feel about it. Pick them up.
Let's go steal all their scooters.
That's exactly it. And convince the Auburn Police Department that just don't investigate this. Like, this is, we'll return.
Trust us.
Yeah, trust us. We'll return all of them.
Return them all at graduation.
Scooters will be returned as soon as football season is over.
We're going to have to get like a warehouse because there's going to be a lot of them.
Oh, I'm sure when people hear this, it will be offered plenty of space to be. one of our listeners will be like, you can store them right here. I got plenty of room.
I was like, I hope they're in like, they look like the kid off of Little Giants, you know, the Terminator. Then he's wrapped up in the bubble wrap. Yeah. Now, if they were in that while they're riding it, I'm somewhat okay. But man,
I still, the fact that they're not wearing helmets, there's no chance they're wearing knee and elbow pads, any of that stuff.
No, at all. It's hot outside.
All it takes is one.
It's hot outside.
It is. I can't wear a helmet, coach. It's hot outside.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
That's phenomenal.
It makes me sick to my stomach. We don't have very much. I wish they'd go back to the hotel. Just keep them in the hotel year round.
They weren't riding. Well, maybe that's why they got all these scooters up. Maybe Golish didn't realize how many were using these dang things.
It's not that far of a walk either.
No, it's not.
So, like, just suck it up, dog. And just walk.
And I guess you could get this walking too. All it takes is some stupid student texting and driving to just really ruin the season.
I'm worried less about that because of where they're riding it than I am like them actually wrecking, like accidentally like hitting a speed bump, or, you know, I'll tell you what could be crazy is, like, you know how we've got so much, we're 12 minutes into this thing talking about scooters, but you know how on like handicap accessible curbs and stuff like that, now they have those rivets.
Yeah.
That, like, I guess keep you from like rolling out into the street or something like that. Like, I would imagine that would be a little sketchy to drive over in a scooter, and those things are everywhere.
Hey, at 15 miles an hour? You kidding me? Can you do that one more time?
And there's all those random streets and stuff too that like are, they're accessible, that they make them driving during like game day for certain and then you can't drive through them during campus. And they have those like rods, those poles down in the ground that are retractable. They like go up and down, and they can, you know, if you're not, I saw a guy wreck on a bike hitting one of those one time. Like, I know it's gotta be tough to avoid on a scooter if you're not careful. Let's stop talking about scooters.
Now you got everybody. Promise me. Now you got everybody. Everybody listens to this episode. It's like they're writing letters to Golish.
Write a letter to your congressman about it. Ban scooters for football players.
You would probably get 100% support from the city of Auburn.
We could get bipartisan on this with Alabama, I think. I think they'd be in on it too. We could probably pull together a large swath of voting power over this. Oh, me.
Not just football player. I say any athlete. No athletes on scooters.
Dude, no. Heck no. Hey, how about this? Okay, we're going to keep this thing rolling. Uh-oh. How about this? I'm writing checks and donating money. Like, that's not good. You know what I mean? There's provisions in NFL and Major League Baseball and sports contracts about guys riding motorcycles.
Oh, NBA.
There was a case, wasn't there?
Williams from Duke, was his career was ended because he flipped over the front of his motorcycle and ruined his career.
And was it him or was there another? There was another athlete where part of their contract was voided or something because they were.
I think it was his, because he got injured on a motorcycle and he was told not to ride a motorcycle. And they've got that in numerous contracts in the NFL. Because these guys love to have fun and play with their toys, and it is totally frowned upon. Heck, Kyle, they got it outside of athletics. There are actors that can't go like snowboarding and stuff like that while they're shooting a movie.
So Jason Williams, yes, he violated a standard NBA standard player contract clause prohibiting dangerous activities like riding motorcycles. The Chicago Bulls had no legal obligation to pay the remaining $7.7 million on his rookie deal, but they paid it out. They paid out a large portion of it anyway. Yeah. So that's pretty common. I'm mostly talking tongue-in-cheek.
He never came back after that. Like, he never played after that.
So I need
– thank goodness his broadcast career worked out.
Yeah. He's pretty good, too. I need a scooter clause in an NIL contract ASAP.
Need to be in
I may text my buddies at On to Victory,
yep.
or you know, up in Rev Share and be like, look, we need to add a scooter clause ASAP. Yeah. Next thing you know, they'll be on like skateboards or, you know.
Oh, they're gonna find a way around it.
What are those things that you see cops on sometimes?
Segways.
Those things are dangerous, but you could see them on the. Okay, if you had to pick scooter or Segway, what do you think?
I'd probably go scooter.
Segway. Segways, I've seen some pretty awesome, hilarious videos.
Especially the Segways
people
that don't have the handlebars. Like, the cops have handlebars.
Like the one Mike Tyson almost killed himself on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are scary.
Yeah, the Segways are way more dangerous. So, it needs to be scooter, Segway, because Segways are still available.
I've seen a buddy of mine has one of those one wheels. Have you ever seen that? It's like a combination of a scooter and a Segway.
Yes.
It's just literally one wheel, and you lean forward, and those are terrifying.
The Uniway.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Uniway? I have no idea. Like a unibike, unicycle, whatever.
Well, Ben, that was productive. I think we're done.
You're not going to move forward. You know what? We can do the other topic a little bit later on.
Yeah, we can. We got a lot of time.
Plenty of time on that. May more come about from it. We shall see. That's a little teaser.
Tell us what you think about scooters in the comments.
If you're a big money donor and you're listening to this or watching it, you need to contact your local representative for On to Victory and say, hey, I need somebody to go and scoop those scooters up.
Yeah.
And put them away.
Oh, man.
Maybe you have a better time at practice tomorrow.
No practice tomorrow, but there's a scrimmage. So,
will you be allowed? Will there be a viewing window? Will you be able to see any of it?
No, we'll talk to Golish afterwards, though. So,
okay, that'll tell us a lot.
Hope so. We're gonna get out of here. Y'all have a great day. Sleep tight, even though you're gonna be totally worried about players on scooters now, like I am. I'm just gonna go ahead and put that in your mind. So now you have to suffer like me. We're out of here, War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.